Matthew chapter 5, reading verses 43 to 48, page 970. Love for enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Fantastic. We're going to start by playing a little game together. It's called the lovable or unlovable game, okay? Lovable or unlovable. What I'm going to do, I'm going to show you a picture of different animals. And if you think you're lovable, I'm going to ask you, you have to put your hand up. Then I'm going to say, if you think it's unlovable, you put your hand up as well, okay? I'll ask separately for each one. Here's the first picture, okay? Oh, listen to you all. Get a grip. Hands if you think that pet is unlovable. Oh, yes. If you don't like dogs, you don't like dogs. Forget how cute they are. Two people, not bad. Who thinks it's a lovable pet? Oh, I do. Okay, next picture. Oh, I can't bear it. It's too cute. Lovable. Who thinks it's unlovable? Yeah, they're kind of creepy, aren't they? Who thinks it's a lovable thing? Do you know, I always wanted a pet monkey growing up. I think that would be the one I'd go for. Okay, next picture. Controversial. Ooh, are you a farmer or not? Okay, who thinks it's unlovable?
Which one?
Good question, Andrew. Forget the bird, look at the fox. I've got chickens, I don't like foxes. Who thinks it's a lovable thing? Bring back hunting, I say. Only joking. Controversial this morning. Okay, next picture. Lovable or unlovable? Lovable. Oh, you shark lovers, you men and women who like sharks. Unlovable. Okay, next picture. Oh, it's a micro pig. Who doesn't want a micro pig? Okay, lovable. Unlovable. Yeah, a few anti-farm people. And the next picture. Ooh, he's looking at me. Lovable or unlovable? Lovable. Oh, yeah, a few spider lovers. Lily Spring. Unlovable. Oh, okay, next picture. How can you love a rabbit? Unlovable. Oh, come on. Oh, but yes, it ruins your garden, doesn't it? They do ruin your garden. Lovable. Ah, oh, there you go. You're all suckers for a cute pet, aren't you? Well, the shocking thing that Jesus tells us in our passage this morning, if we're followers of Jesus, that we are to love unlovable people. We are to love our enemies. I wonder, do you have any enemies? People you don't like, people you find very unlovable in your life, people who drive you potty, who annoy you, who upset you, who hurt you. Well, maybe at school, you've got a bully in your class and they're not very nice. I had somebody in my school called Big Al. And they terrified me and they were not very lovable. Or maybe at work you've got somebody like Beryl. And she's a bit of a bully. Bully Beryl. Look at that ferocious look. Or maybe even in your family you've got somebody who is really unlovable. What about somebody like this? Rude Ruby. Oh, is rude, oh, is critical, oh, is whinging and moaning. Very difficult person in the family to love. Or maybe even, yes, even in church, we have somebody like Critical Colin, or Critical Cliff it is, Critical Cliff, who moans and whinges and grumbles, and they're pretty unlovable. I guess, if we're honest, there'd be people in our lives, either at school or at work or in our family or in church, that we find very difficult. And yet Jesus says in our passage this morning, love your enemies. Love your enemies. I mean, really? Do I really have to love those people who are unlovable, who are difficult and tricky? Do I really have to bother with them or be kind to them or care about them? See, that's what God's people thought in Jesus' day. Can you see in verse 43 how they'd taken God's good command in Leviticus to love your neighbour and had qualified it by saying, and hate your enemy? God had said in Leviticus 19, yes, love your neighbour, but they thought to themselves, well, who is my neighbour? Who's my neighbour? It must just mean my fellow Jew, the fellow Israelite. I will love them, but actually, let me qualify it for you, Lord God. Love your neighbour, but hate your enemy. Love your neighbour, but hate your enemy. That's what people were saying in Jesus' day. It makes it easy, doesn't it, to hate people like Big Al or Bully Beryl or Rude Ruby or Critical Cliff, to hate them. It's not hard to hate people who are difficult to us. It's much easier to love people around us who are just like us, who we get on with, who are easy to be with. It's much easier to be loving to them. Let's be honest, we find it easy, don't we? Maybe in school, to really love that person who's always got a bag of sweets in their pocket and they offer them to you. Or that person in the office, the receptionist, who always smiles and says, oh, you're looking very smart today. Why, thank you, you say. Or to love that granny who gives you big cuddles. Or that person in church who says, has anyone told you you've got a great singing voice? And you say, have I? And we love them. But that is how the world works, isn't it? We love those who love us, who are kind to us. But Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, you've got to be different. In my kingdom, you've got to be different. Because if you don't love people who don't love you, then you're the same as everybody else. That's what he says, isn't it, in verse 46 and 47. Look at the examples he uses. The tax collector, who was the lowest of the low in those days, used to cheat people. And the pagan who didn't worship God. Verse 46, if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? No, Jesus calls his people to be different to the world. People who trust and follow Jesus need to be different. Who is my neighbour? Not just people like me. Not just people I love and get on with. Do you remember the story that Jesus told called the Good Samaritan? Jesus told that parable when a man came up to him and said in Luke chapter 10, tell me, who is my neighbour? It was a big question in Jesus' day. Who is my neighbour? I guess this guy was someone who thought, well, love your neighbour and hate your enemies. And Jesus told this shocking story about an enemy of this man, the Samaritan. The Jews hated the Samaritans. The Samaritan man. And in the story, we know that this guy got beaten up and robbed. And actually, God's people walked past and did nothing for him. And yet, the enemy of God's people, the Samaritan, came along, looked after him, provided for him. That was a great rebuke to God's people then. What a shock. Their enemy, loving a complete stranger. Jesus in that story was saying, who is my enemy? Everyone. Not who is my neighbour? Everyone is my neighbour. And that includes your enemies. In Jesus' kingdom, there's no limit to the people that God tells us to love. But I tell you, he says, love your enemy. And that is a very practical command from Jesus. It's not talking about feeling great gushing love feelings for people. Oh, I love you. It's not that. It's active, practical care and concern. When Luke in his gospel records the same incident and Jesus' teaching, he says this, Luke 6:27-28. Look how practical it is. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who ill treat you. It's very practical. Loving your enemies involves doing good to them, blessing them, and praying for them. And that's what Jesus says in our passage, doesn't he? chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus says in our passage, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Do you know what it means to be persecuted? It means when people are horrible to you, or nasty to you, or cruel to you, or unkind to you because you follow Jesus. I remember when I was at school, in secondary school, I wasn't embarrassed about being a Christian. I told people I was a Christian, and lots of people thought, well, that's fine for you, Reese, that's absolutely fine. But there were some people who thought it was a chance to make fun of me and give me a hard time. And once or twice, I even got beaten up. I remember one day in class, one of my teachers, he decided to make fun of me too. And picked on me. It happened lots of times because I was a Christian. And at times it didn't bother me, and other times it really hurt, and I didn't like it, I wanted to hide away. What did Jesus have to say to me as a young Christian? He said to me, you have to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. It's really practical advice, isn't it? He calls us to pray. To pray. To talk to God about the people that we find difficult. To pray for them. You see, on our own, we just cannot love and care for people. But if we do pray, God can help us and change us by His Spirit and change us on the inside so that we might care and pray for people we find very difficult, even our greatest enemies. Do you know, I found it a very important thing to do in my Christian life, to pray for people who I find hard to love, to pray that God would change my attitude. I say, Lord, help me to love them, the awkward ones, the rude ones, the one to speak behind my back, help me to love them. You see, Jesus says prayer gives rise to love. Prayer changes us in our hearts. As we do that, if we love those who are unlovable or unlovely, who are not kind to us, then we show whose family we belong to. We show the family likeness. Do you see that? Verse 45. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. How do we show that we're in God's kingdom? We love differently. We love the unlovely. We love those who are unkind to us. That's what Jesus says. It's the family likeness. It goes on the rest of the verse. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. God's common grace to all, our great big God. Who is there like him? As we sung this morning, heard read in Isaiah, there's no one like our God because he loves everyone. He's kind to the kind and the not so kind, the righteous and the unrighteous. His common grace to all the world. And if God loves like that, who are we to say, no, I will not love. I will not forgive. I will not care. I will not pray. Someone once wrote this: to repay good with evil is devilish. To repay good with good is human. To repay evil with good is divine. And of course, our God, our great big God, is the perfect model to follow. Look what it says in Romans 5, verse 8 about our God. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, his enemies hating him, he gave his son Christ to die for us, to rescue us. And the Lord Jesus on the cross, what does he pray? Have a look at this next verse. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. He prays for those who persecute and killed him. Now we must remember, mustn't we, that this is not a tick list of how to become a Christian. This is the response of a life that's been changed by Jesus, where we've trusted his cross and resurrection. And God calls us as new people, new creations, verse 48, to live out this perfect love. Be perfect in your love as your heavenly Father is perfect in his love. It's a challenge to inspire us We never will be perfect, but we're on that journey of one day in heaven being made perfect. Until then, we strive by God's grace to love as He loves. So, you got another week off, back to school. How will we treat Big Al at school? How will we face Bully Beryl tomorrow morning at work? How will we cope with Rude Ruby at the family lunch today? How will we cope with Critical Cliff, who comes along on a Sunday and taps our shoulder and complains at us? Well, Jesus says if we're going to follow Him, we will pray for them. We will do good to them. We will love them because our God is a great God who's shown great love to us. Love your neighbour. Jesus says, no, in my kingdom, it's different. It's not you scratch my back and I scratch yours. I'll love you if you love me. No, love your enemies. Let me just pray. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Lord God, we thank you for your love for us shown in the cross. Help us to learn to depend on you, to love others who we find difficult, to pray for them, to do good to them, to bless them, because that is how you, our loving Father, have treated us. In Jesus' name we pray for your strength, your Spirit's enabling. Amen. Well done, boys and girls. You've done so well. If you'd like to go back to your seats.